We have a proposal before us in the dash A8. There are amendments that I requested, and they eliminate the sunset off the 10-cent tobacco products tax. They change the tax on cigars to be no more than 50 cents per cigar. That provision has a January 1st, 2002 sunset.
Mr. Chair, if I might, the question has been raised by the department that administers this, and they would like it sort of clarified that the tax, when a wholesaler distributes cigars, boom, a whole bunch of cigars go out, some are high price, some are low price, and some are this and that, and is it the average over all of those things that are distributed that cannot exceed 50 cents, or is it for any one type of cigar, brand, package, you know, that you would buy in the cigar store, the average tax cannot exceed 50 cents. And I think that's what the intent is, and just wanted that on the record.
Okay, and sort of whether you're talking about whether they're boxed or whether they're single or whatever, is that the
It's not
issue?
An average over distribution which involves a lot of different quality and different price ranges, but for any given cigar that's sold, yeah, the price cannot exceed 50.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. It may not exceed is the operable part of that amendment. Is there further discussion?
I'm just questioning about the sunset on these cigars. Does it just go away in 2 years, or does it?
Well, go ahead with your question.
Well, that's a question.
Okay.
Does it go away in 2 years?
Yes, it would revert back to the Measure 44 level of taxation unless the sunset is removed by a subsequent legislature, as we have done year after year with the 10 cents. And the thinking behind that is we had some significant testimony that there would be a change in purchasing habits, that the sales over the internet would cease and those kinds of things, and yet the question kept coming up. We don't have data to prove that. LRO doesn't have the ability to forecast that. So the thinking was, if we put this sunset provision in there, we will, when the 01 session reconsiders this, certainly have the ability to evaluate what the consumption patterns have been, and if it's indeed something that we want to continue, the legislature can do that at that time.
I think, first I would oppose this. I don't know what the rest of the people are.
Senator Miller?
Well, I'm going to oppose the sunset on the cigar tax because I believe, although this is a horrifying thought today, that we will be back here in 2 years. And given that, we'll have the opportunity to review any and all of the subjects of this bill. And so it just also seems almost a conflict in theory here as to why we would apply one set and take one sunset and take off another.
Well, I think
not that we have to be consistent. Goodness, we're not, but we don't understand it in this particular amendment.
I think the idea was that the 10 cents that was on cigarettes was imposed actually prior to the passage of Measure 44. It has been extended by several legislative sessions since then, at least three, if not four. And yet the tobacco is a change in the voter-passed Measure 44. And again, rather than just making that a complete change without knowing what the ramifications are, the sunset allows us to gather some data and know exactly what the implications are of making that kind of change on the cigar portion of the product, or of tobacco products, which was part of the Measure 44 vote.
Mr. Chair, I won't belabor this any longer. I'll just say that, in my experience, the people who will support this change and those who will oppose this change will provide all of the data necessary next session for us to make a judgment without us having some guaranteed ending date.
Okay. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just to speak to the
to the sunset of the cigarette tax as it was, and I guess still is, a bill with my name on it. And I know there's some opposition out there. I guess to speak to what you said, the fact that that 10-cent tax has been on since 93 and keeps getting rolled over every session, and judging by the makeup of the legislative body, I'm not sure there would ever be the will to remove it. And also judging by the fact that I doubt that if it was removed, we would actually see a reduction in the cost of cigarettes out there, so there's no benefit to the consumer in that. I just wonder why we should every 2 years invest the $10,000 necessary to draft a piece of legislation to just continue to keep doing the same thing over and over again. That was my logical thought process in drafting the original legislation.
I don't think there's any disagreement with that portion of the amendment, Representative. I think the dispute is centering on whether there should, in fact, be a sunset on this new change, which would propose to change the way cigars are taxed.
Well, Mr. Chair, to that, I guess, Senator Miller is right. We can revisit any issue at any point in time, but having a sunset kind of forces the revisitation where it might not happen otherwise. I do think, I know there is significant opposition to even doing this at all. I think maybe we get more support for actually allowing the study to go on if we do have a sunset, and so we could have some valid data to show that indeed this does have a significant impact on business.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Well, the sunset, I guess I can agree the way on this 10 cents. And one of the advantages of taking it out, obviously, it's probably not going to go up above 10 cents by not reviewing each time. So there's a possibility of winning by taking it out, because then it probably would stay at 10 cents. There's always a possibility that it would raise it to 20 cents if we keep reviewing it, and we seem to always be running short of money. So there's a positive and a negative side.
Representative Devlin.
Not in reference to the cigar portion of this, but the sunset on the 10 cents. I had occasion yesterday to talk to your predecessor, Commissioner Bryan, he urged if we didn't at least eliminate the sunset, that if we were going to consider it, but you said it's something else in advance, because you said it was this endless chore of having to do it every session, knowing that you would ultimately always get enough votes for it, because no one ultimately wanted to give up the revenue, but knowing that you'd always have to take it through the entire process just to get a barely enough vote to pass it. And he urged if we didn't get rid of it entirely, that we at least made it some time out in the distant future, like 3 or 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask that the committee be in recess for a moment.
Or recess.
Yeah. Stand at ease.
Hmm. Yeah. I think we'll just recess.
Recess. Okay.
Okay, recess is over. Is there any further discussion on the Dash 8 amendments, this issue before us, Senator Durfler?
I'd like to make a motion on line 13 to remove the "and" before January 1st, 2002.
Senator Durfler.
Yeah, leave the "and" in there.
Senator Durfler makes a conceptual amendment to the Dash 8 to delete the sunset on line 13. Is there any discussion? Mr. Chair. Senator Byron.
Just to note that I continue to think that it's not the best policy in the world to do this, but in the realization that we are at sunny die, and we do need to pass this bill today. We need to take care of the cigarettes, and I would support the amendment that has been offered.
The discussion?
Can I just make a comment?
Sure, Dick.
What I think that means as far as drafting is concerned, council's not here, but the reason Section 5 in the amendments is substituted for Section 3 on page 2 and 3 of the bill is it's temporary. If you're making it permanent, I think deleting this would essentially restore the original bill in lines 30 through 45 on page 2 and 1 through 11 on page 3. So it becomes permanent law.
Well,
I would assume you give the council the authority to do that if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. Ah, here's Dick.
Permanent for 2 years.
Next year, would you please respond to the comments made by Dick?
Except you've removed the sunset.
Five altogether.
Yes.
We didn't
what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
I thought, Dexter, the motion before the committee was to delete the sunset on the amendments, line 13. And I thought effectively that's restoring the language in the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, I believe that's correct. I don't have a copy of the bill.
Well, this is an amendment to the bill, so, meant to change what we had. And
Mr. Chair.
By deleting Section 5.
Question. Senator Byron.
Did the bill that we passed out of the Senate have the sunset on the cigarette tax deleted?
I think it did.
The Senate put a sunset into the bill. The bill you received did not have a sunset.
It would restore it to the House pass bill, what you're saying.
No.
I got part of
it. We're talking Section 5, if I might, Mr. Chair, and that's just the cigar portion. By taking out this, there's no reason to amend if the point of taking out the language that Senator Durfler referred to was removing the sunset. That language is already in the bill. So putting it in an A8 would probably add language that's already there, so we don't need it twice. Section 3 in this bill would restore or remove the sunset that we inserted in the Senate version of the Senate amendments to 2461 that restored the sunset.
So you're just saying
the ultimate effect, if we adopt the A8 without Section 5, as I understand it, would be remove sunset on cigarette tax and that's it in terms of changing the Senate adopted version.
Would you please answer the question?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think if what you want to do is to just remove the sunset on the cigarette tax, what you want is the A8 amendments through line 3.
Now, the proposal is to delete the sunset from the cigarette tax, but also to delete the sunset from the cigar portion.
That's right. So you would want the A8 amendments through line 3, and I don't think you need anything beyond that. The rest of the A engrossed bill is is fine as printed.
Right. Actually, all you want in the amendments is line 2 and 3.
That's right. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I would move what you're recommending.
Senator Durfler moves that the his motion be amended as described by counsel to effectively remove the sunset from cigarettes and...
Well, not cigarettes, just cigars. Okay, you're right.
Cigarettes and cigars as described in 2460.
So in essence, it's delete everything except lines 2 and 3.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there further discussion? Please call the roll on the amendment to the dash A8.
Senator Byer.
Aye.
Senator Darfler.
Aye.
Representative Devlin.
No.
Representative Crew.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Aye.
Chair Staubach.
Aye. Chair would move dash A8 as amended into House Bill 2461. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Let the record show Representative Devlin objects. Well done. Do we need to move this, back to the both chambers, I believe, since it has to be, conference committee report has to be adopted in both chambers. So the chair would move that the House Bill 2461 is amended, the conference committee report be referred back to both chambers with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Okay, who's the House?
Senator Byer.
Aye.
Senator Durfler.
Aye.
Representative Devlin.
No.
Representative Crew.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Aye.
Chair Staubach.
Aye. 2461 returns. You need to do anything else, Dick?
No.
Meeting's adjourned. Do it.